River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous special holiday buffet on Friday, December 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, ham, steamed clams, and Dungeness crab. With an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27 with River Club card. Children $10 and children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to WinRiver.com. Holidays are better at the River. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Karaoke is better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It is on the 5th of December. Good morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob. What's the weather look like?
It'll be mainly sunny today, a high of 56, clear skies tonight, a low in some places near the freezing point, 52 for your Thursday. We should see rain by Wednesday night. Right now in Reading, we are a brisk 32 degrees. This is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends, discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. You know what? I know that they get these off of like seven different sites. In town, it never, you know, the thermometer on my truck, which is usually pretty accurate, said it was 40. And, you know, the lowest it got was 40. So,
well, in town, there's kind of an urban heat island.
Yeah, that's what I would think, you know. Anyway. So, good morning. Linda is under the weather this morning. And, she was in her, you know, sang a lot this weekend. And it was just, she was just kind of not feeling well this morning. I said, here, you know, maybe come in later. But anyway.
Should we talk to our top cop?
We are, and we do want to talk about that. I ran into Sheriff Tom Basinko, not literally, of course, and because he's armed. And I wanted to talk to him about women who are feeling ease about what happened to Shirley Papini and you know other subjects like this, and to get you know. And Tom's the one that's on top of this, and so we want to talk to Tom. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Carl. You're a little low on volume.
Oh, well, let me...
Hold the string tighter.
Okay. Get closer to the phone. Okay. All right. How about now?
You sound much better. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hey, first of all, I saw the sheriff at the Republican Women's Tea that they have every year, and it was a glorious affair.
You were looking pretty dapper as well in your tuxedo.
Hey, one of the things that's come up, and I know, Tom, that you're not making, you know, you've already made all the comments you can about the case. And we've had, you know, the timeline in the paper and all those things. But one of the things that seemed to be bothering the women of Redding and Shasta County is the danger. What are they in danger out there?
I don't feel that... our public, specifically women, are in any more danger as a result of the Papini case. Abductions are rare in the U.S. and in this area. And you just need to take normal precautions. We don't have a motive why this one occurred yet. We don't know if it was a specific target or a random type of situation. But for... many years, we've been talking about awareness, being aware of your surroundings. If still enjoy the great outdoors, but like on the river trail or anywhere else you're going, maybe go in numbers. There's always superiority in numbers. Of take a friend with you or more, and then if there's any type of emergency, even a medical emergency, you have some assistance there.
Well, that makes sense. Is there any, you know, this, you know, there's so much, you know, so much speculation, and I know you're not, you know, you've addressed everything you're going to. Is this going to be a long-term case?
We believe so, unless we get some breaking information, a tip or something that comes forward to break it wide open. But it'll probably be a long-term investigation. We have some minimal amount of information on the suspect description and vehicle. And we would need a significant break.
Okay. And so, again, we go back then into people that – is the reward still out there?
We still have the one that is offered by Shasta County Secret Witness. And then it was my understanding that the other private money that was there was going to go towards assisting Ms. Papini in her recovery and healing.
Okay. So the major thing is that self-awareness, and when women are out walking or jogging, that not having their sensory deprivation devices like earbuds in, taking a look before they walk outside, before they walk to their car, all these things that you can do is just to kind of even the odds up and just to see if there's anything strange out there and to get your face out of the phone.
Exactly. Even that can be... not even just jogging. It would be going shopping, coming back and returning to your car, parking in a well-lit area, letting people know where you're going and when you expect to be back. Things like that. You know, if you're traveling, you know, even around town, have the doors locked in your car. Most newer cars lock automatically when you're driving, but if an older car, lock those. Especially if you're in the city. City being like a metropolitan area like San Francisco, sitting at stoplights. There's been incidents of people coming up and opening car doors and either stealing a purse that's on the seat or having a carjacking right there.
Well, is there, okay, would you just say this is from an, okay, I don't know if you can say this or not, but do you consider this just an out of town?
I don't know what that was,
but it sounded like a jet's going over.
That was a bus going by.
Okay. Would you consider something like this an out-of-town thing and not an in-town thing?
We don't know, at least on this particular case, of anything about the suspects.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Well, you know what, Tom? Thanks. I appreciate it. Is there anything else you want the audience to know this morning? Oh. Well, how about here's Tom right here.
Just walked in.
How about that you're going to be here?
That was Tom Parkey, was the
that's
as the bus drove by.
Well, you know, you said he's going to call. I said, you know, I asked him to come on at 7. I said, you know, that's you know, calling. I didn't say what kind. So I said, he's just calling. He's probably laying in bed. So, obviously not. You never. At 7 o'clock in the morning, you've already been up for 4 hours.
Almost.
You've had your workout. You've had a shot a few rounds off. You know, and you're, which really ticks off the neighbors.
But I always ask people to be aware. We've talked about it too. Don't leave valuables in your car. We still get a lot of car break-ins. Watch where you're parking.
Well, you know what? We've got to take a quick break here. But I've heard people lately. Now, you know, people across the street had their. Now he left his car unlocked. But the other people down the street and over, they just came in and they busted the window out and started. I mean, they just bust the window out like 2 or 3 in the morning and they just start rummaging.
Yes, sometimes even there isn't anything visible. I've known of cases where people have had their gym bag, or gym backpack, visible in the car, but the criminal doesn't know what's in there. So they'll smash the window. Do $300 or $400 worth of damage to get the window replaced and get a bag of sweaty clothes. But so that's why you really can't leave anything in your vehicle that's visible, especially laptops, smartphones, anything like that, day or night. Even loose change in the cup holders, oftentimes they'll spy that and take.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Hey, That's their weekly allowance there. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko. And this portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. And you know what? We've talked to you about the bed, and the bed is just fantastic. It is. You can't get a better bed than Sleep Number, rated number one by Consumer Reports. I mean, it's got it all. But they also have their new Comfort Fit pillow. And we have the Comfort Fit pillow, and I can tell you what, this is the best pillow I've ever had. And we buy a lot of pillows because everybody knows Linda has a pillow fetish. And she'll cycle through pillows, and we'll take them, and then she'll go, and then they just end up in the pillow recovery system. I don't know what you call it, but they're not there anymore.
Not sure where you're going here, Bob.
Anyway, but no, I'm going here about the Comfort Fit pillow. My sleep number setting is 60. And then I have my Comfort Fit pillow, which you can buy right now. It's a must-have gift. I mean, even if you don't, and I hate even to think this, you don't have a Sleep Number bed, you get a Comfort Fit pillow, and you're going to love it. There's just one place you're going to find it, though, and that's at the Sleep Number store. Right now, you can buy one, get one 50% off, so you and your loved one can each have a pillow, and you two don't fight over it. Oh, yeah, that's true. You don't fight over it. Be sure to check out all the great gifts for better sleep when you go down to the Sleep Number store and the Target Shopping Center. Go see Brian Janis, any of the professionals. You know, why not give the gift of sleep? And you can say, hey, you know, hon, this is your Christmas present this year and perhaps your birthday present, too. And you might don't push for the anniversary present. Don't push for that. Maybe birthday. Maybe not even push that. So say, this is my birthday present and my anniversary present to you. Anyway, Sleep Number, Target Shopping Center, Comfort Fit pillow. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basenko.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable, with no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. Bob's in the Christmas mood here.
Absolutely. A couple of them per hour.
Yeah, 33 degrees out there, going up to 53 today. I think the rain's starting to maybe move in a little bit tomorrow. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, the best place in the world to get that coffee in the morning. Espresso Joe's, yeah, at great prices. And the TMB cuties there will wait on you, and you'll feel happy afterwards. And you can buy – here's what Linda's doing. She's going down there. She's buying all types of coffee, you know, by the pound and half pound, and putting it together as hostess gifts because it's a great thing. I mean, you can get it all, you know, pumpkin spice, all this, all lattes and all. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. Love this place. These, you know, it's an excellent place to go and for all your tobacco needs, including cigars with their walk-in humidor. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. They do a lot for our community. And again, it's a veteran-owned business. I'm sitting here with Sheriff Tom Basenko. And Tom, just the last thing, is there anything new?
We have no new updates on the Papini case. And, of course, if we did, we would be getting those out to the public and to the media. Our investigators are still working on it very hard. And I'd like to give a shout-out to our allied agencies. Redding Police Department helped us with the case, California Highway Patrol, Yolo County Sheriff's Office, and the Federal Bureau of Investigations. And so they did a lot of work for us, and I'd like to help them and give them some kudos as well, because it's a team effort on these cases.
Hey, when the FBI comes in, is it like in the movies? And they come in and they go, you know, okay, all you country guys, get out of the way.
No, it's much more congenial. You don't see people in black suits with black sunglasses and a fedora hat coming in, but it's great. They do have a lot of resources.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And staffing and separate units of experts to look into things, and it's great. In fact, I know the person in charge of the Sacramento office, and she gave me a call and said, hey, is there anything you need and can be of assistance? And our local agents here, we have several local FBI agents for this region, and they were right offered up of, hey, anything that we can do to help.
Well, on something like this, I guess my question would be, and you don't have to answer this because, anyway, do they have any other cases like this in this area?
Not in this area. They were assisting us in looking at that comparison nationwide.
Yeah.
And then also with technology searches for us as well. And so, again, they have a huge amount of databases and resources that we can tap into.
Okay.
So
I heard there's a sex trafficking ring broken up in around Medford or Grants Pass, someplace like that. Did you hear anything about it?
I did not.
Or is that just a rumor control?
And that has taken on a new definition. A lot of times it used to just be called prostitution. They had it with, of course, massage parlors and prostitutes and pimps. And then it turned into sex trafficking. Some women are voluntary into the trade, but there's other women that are lured in, sometimes juveniles as well, and then trafficked by their pimps and others.
And that's what I've heard is usually you don't see people abducted. I mean, that's kind of rare. It's kind of like they kind of – and you may have been even the one that told me this when we were sitting around talking, is that usually they are lured into it. They've been picked out. They are groomed for it.
Somewhat groomed. Sometimes they're on the down and out and have no resources if they're in a strange city. Or a lot of times they're lured into it because they may be addicted to drugs, and then they owe a lot of money with their drug debt and are made to work off that debt. In other cases, sometimes people coming in from foreign countries are smuggled in by coyotes, sometimes across the border from Mexico or even
Asia
in shipping containers, and have to pay a lot of money to try and get to the United States, albeit illegally. and then they owe those traffickers a lot of money.
Well, I've heard that before, too. And they'll come over here, and all of a sudden they find themselves working in a brothel.
Right.
Like this. Well, this is such an unusual case. So I know you listen to the show, but my son-in-law is a U.S. Marshal that goes after the hard cases. And when I told him what had happened and before it had been found, he said, well, how long has she been gone? 3 weeks. She's dead. I mean, that was his first words out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. And then that Thursday, because we were with them, he goes, wow. I mean, and we've talked since then, and it's kind of like, wow, this is really unusual. What's going on now? That kind of thing. Because they talk about things like this down there.
This has been a worldwide case followed in the media. A friend of mine, they were aware of it in the UK. They were aware of it in New Zealand. It was in Australia on 2020 in Australia as well. And so it has been all over the place.
Do you think that was one of the reasons that she was turned loose?
We don't have any information to that effect. But certainly having that or her face out there and as much media coverage, it didn't do us any harm, certainly.
Yeah. Okay. Now, people really need to be careful again during Christmas.
Anytime.
But especially now because people put, you have gifts out there and now you got lights out. And it's kind of like almost inviting people.
And the chief and I, Chief Paletti, have talked about that. It's wonderful to have the presence underneath the tree. Oftentimes the tree is in your front window. But it makes it very inviting for the burglar to come by, smash a window, kick a door in, and come in and steal all those presents.
And that's why you want to have that shotgun right there at the. If somebody kicks in the door, it goes off.
If you I wouldn't recommend setting a trap.
No, setting trap. I'm just kidding.
But if you wanted to have some beautiful gifts under there and just wrapped empty boxes and then have the gifts stored away someplace else, that could help.
I'm just so tired of that. Everybody's tired of that, Tom.
I know.
Everybody's tired of that. Everybody's tired of not, okay, don't leave anything in your car. Somebody's going to break it. Some dirtbag's going to break in your window and all that. I mean,
I know somebody, they went to Walmart shopping, but they had been shopping elsewhere in town and had picked up a flat screen TV that fit in the back of the car. I told the person, I said, you went to Walmart and the flat screen TV was in the back seat. Yeah. I said, you're lucky you didn't come back out and have a window smash.
Yeah.
And
oh, it was
steal
still
it.
There. Oh,
and
okay.
That's what you have. It was still there. And but you have to take those precautions nowadays. No. It's just not Shasta County.
No.
It's prevalent.
It's everywhere.
Throughout the state.
I know. Gee.
A lot of it. Thank you very much. Sarcasm included for AB 109, yeah. Prop 47. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to end up seeing, I think, an uptick in crime due to Prop 57 and more people being released out of prison.
Yeah, I have a thought in the midst of all this. The people who are denying that this actually happened and was a crime. I see a combination of too horrible to contemplate, overall mistrust of anyone in authority, and just plain orneriness to go against anything. And it all seems to play into one mess.
You're right, Bob. There were some very nasty things being said out there on the internet and comments.
Yeah.
And we have no reason to disbelieve her. We have to go where the evidence is.
Yeah.
She was missing, and we had her at risk when she was released and reunited, talked with our investigators. She had injuries. She told us she was abducted, and there's no reason to disbelieve her. Now, if something changes in the future, that's in the future, but we're looking at and working this as an abduction as well as we should.
Yeah. Somebody whacked her in the head and okay.
And like you said earlier, Carl and Bob, a lot of speculation. And that's what those people are doing is speculating and I think being very hurtful.
I think they are too. That's why I'm so happy you wanted to come on today. Even though I said, hey, you got anything else you want to talk about? And you said, I've stopped talking to the press. And I went, what? I said, I'm the press? And I realized that probably – radio station.
Maybe depressed, but you're also the media.
Simple explanation is the most likely.
Tom, thank you so much for coming on, and I really appreciate it. And I know you're going to be back on in a couple of weeks. I really want to talk about gun laws and everything. Because
that'll be coming up the first year. Some of them are in effect now.
Yeah, I mean, they are.
I had a great weekend. I was able to get out and visit with three separate CCW classes.
I saw that on Facebook.
Enjoy talking to the students and to the instructors, and got some new instructors that I visited. And that's great also. But I'm sure I'll be back on before Christmas, but if not, I just want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And,
absolutely.
And be joyful, be careful, and take some precautions out there.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sheriff Tom Basinko. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We've got Liz Peek, Fox commentator and author, will be our guest as soon as we get back from this break. We'll be right back.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. Linda's a little bit under the weather. It's 7:33 in the morning. Hey, I just want to let you know is that if we go off the air, when you're listening to us, it's because our sister station is having some problems down at the transmitter. And when they work on that transmitter, it is thousands, hundreds of thousands of volts of electricity. And when they have to go in there and start working, they shut down everything. And it just happens that we're in there, so we get shut down too.
It can bite you big time.
Oh, it'll bite you big time. I mean, across the room, and it'll take a finger off.
I kind of noticed that this morning when I jumped in the car.
Yeah,
at 6:30. It sounded like low power.
It was no power.
No power.
Because they had to turn us off. And about, I tell you, it happened right at 6:30 because that's when I get in. And, if not earlier, and it went off. And so I wait till 7 because I know that Mike is not going to turn it off.
So Scotty was in the engine room trying to get you more power.
The aluminum crystal, sir. He says, you've been pushing it too hard, Captain.
I am here to tell you that a radio frequency bird hurts.
Oh, yeah, it blows. Now, I see Sue over there. I wonder if she's talking or if she's just standing over there. And because if she's back on, we're all on. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you talking about firearms, Northern Firearms Instruction, and Ted Leidy. This is what Ted does for a living. He's got instructors all over Northern California and down into Southern California. If you're looking for a CCW class, you're looking for a advanced class, which, by the way, is going this weekend on the 11th, and you've taken that CCW class and you're ready to take that next step, give him a call at 530-999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. All right? And we'll get you into that class or any class. Check it out. Ted Leidy, Northern Firearms Instruction. Okay. It looks like we've got Liz Peek on the phone. We also got the sheriff here. Sheriff, you can feel free to stay here for a few minutes.
Thanks.
Hey, we have on the line Liz Peek, who is a commentator for Fox News, author, columnist, generally in the know back there with the big guys. So good morning, Liz.
Good morning to you. I'm trying to stay in the know here.
In the know. There you go. Hey, you know what reason one of the reasons we're talking this morning is I got this great thing that says, you know, Trump's war on the liberal media, and your thoughts on that?
Well, I think Trump is doing something very interesting, of course, on a number of fronts, but in maybe most evident is that he has basically declared war on the media, and by that I mean he is figuring out ways to go directly to the American people. Obviously, he's done that via Twitter for some months now. But also, more recently, taken to creating YouTube videos, such as the one he did on Thanksgiving Eve, kind of a good message to Americans that he put up on YouTube, and also a week before that, a sort of summary of where he was on his transition effort, because I think he realizes that literally all the newspapers in America, with maybe three exceptions, and all the broadcast organizations, with the exception of Fox News, are basically lined up against him. And so why subject himself to the incessant filtering and bias of the mainstream media? If he has something to say to the American people, he can say it directly. And guess what? Because he's an interesting character and he drives ratings, the networks pretty much have to report on that. So I think it's genius, honestly, because he is loosening the grip of the left-wing media on what Americans hear. And I have to say, I was just actually sitting down, and I will be working on this weekly column that I do for the Fiscal Times, and thinking, you know, I want to write about this new sort of line from the Obama White House, and that you're hearing from Democrats a lot about fake news. And people should be very alarmed about this, because what is fake news to some people is real news to other people. And an example might be, it was fake news that Hillary Clinton was unwell until we had a video that actually showed her stumbling and collapsing, and then it became real news. But if the powers that be, or at least that be for another, wait, I got to check my clock, 46 days, don't like what you're talking about, then are they going to be removing that from Facebook? You won't be allowed to be on Twitter. I honestly feel there are rumblings of censorship in the air, and I think people should be very concerned about that.
Well, I agree. And, you know, the fact is that it was, you know, there's all the statistics about how the liberal media was lined up against Trump. Well, you know what? And it would have been anybody that was running, but especially against Trump. Well, but the fact is their narrative was totally wrong. I've heard a couple of them admit that, including even the New York Times. So maybe we, you know, should listen to what's going on out there. But as soon as they said that, the attacks were back on. Dan Rather, of course, he's a, you know, he's a disgraced news reporter, says there is no honeymoon. We have to attack. Are you seeing that now?
Oh, incessantly. And so what's happening is they're all talking to each other. You know, the irate voices at the New York Times are in league and conversing with the horrified voices at the New Yorker and the Vanity Fair people. But they're all talking to each other. It's a very small, and I would say ever smaller, circle of compliant opinion makers. And out the rest of the world is a very big country that doesn't believe them anymore. And I have to say, I mean, I am a very level-headed person, and I don't look for conspiracies or whatever. But during the course of this last year, I began to doubt more and more things that were coming out of the Obama White House and also out of the media. I mean, when you hear that the Iran deal was basically perpetrated on a foundation of lies that the White House knew were lies, which were basically that President Rouhani in Iran was surrounded by a group of moderates, and if only given a chance, there'd be rapprochement with the West, which they knew perfectly well was not true. When you find out that such fundamental things as Obamacare and the Iran deal were basically sold on the basis of lies, you begin to question everything. When CENTCOM, the central command at the Pentagon, is feeding bad information to the chiefs because they know politically that's what they need to do, that is really scary to me. And that kind of thing has gone on unchecked in the Obama White House. So when the jobs report comes out in May that only 55,000, or I think it was 58,000 jobs were created in May, at a time when Janet Yellen was threatening to raise rates, which could have tanked the stock market in advance of the election, I question that. I question whether that's the real jobs number. Totally out of line with ADP numbers and everything else surrounding it, all of a sudden you have this sort of black swan number that just happens to be politically useful to the Obama White House, and I don't believe it. And that's a really bad thing. When people begin to challenge and suspect their government of lying to them on really profound issues, beware.
Well, is Trump going to have a chance? I mean, a chance, because he's got a real chance. I think a lot of people want him to, you know, to be successful. We want to, because it's our nation. Same thing that we hope for Obama. But will he have, every time he says something, is it going to be like 12 different major media outlets are going to say, oh, no, that's not what, here's what you really need to think, that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Look at the way they've responded to the carrier announcement.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen a single positive article out of the mainstream media about the fact that 1,000 workers are going to keep having their jobs? I don't think so.
It's still going on today. I was just reading, you read the different news reports on this, and they're still saying, oh, here's what really happened. And then, of course, the phone call to Taiwan, when the Prime Minister of Taiwan called Mr. Trump. Oh my gosh. Oh no. You know, again, is he getting in? We call it in the military, it's like getting inside the OODA loop. And it's where you get inside their decision making abilities, and you react quicker than they do. And so you make them react to you. And he's such a master of this, of being able to make quick decisions and getting inside before the mainstream media and other people have had even a chance to digest it and come out with their spin on it. He's into something else. Do you expect this to go on?
Oh, I think it is. Look, I mean, unfortunately, as you say, there has been no honeymoon. There will be no honeymoon. There's no, you know, the other night I was at a dinner party and the host gave a toast and he said, you know, we have a new president. He may not have been your choice, but we owe the country to be optimistic and supportive of our new president. And honestly, it was the first time I'd heard anything like that. Everyone is so bitter and people on the left are so in denial about why this has happened. I mean, this morning, I was on Varney and Company, the Fox Business show. We're talking about the fact that all these headlines are out there in the New York Times and elsewhere about how Obama is handing off this great economy to Donald Trump. Well, oddly enough, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders didn't think it was such a great economy when they were campaigning to make it much, much better. I mean, you know, it's just all mythology. But here's the thing. Americans are seeing through it. They're going to other news sources increasingly to find out what's really happening. And I think, honestly, I think some of that's bad because we all end up reading what we agree with, and that's not a particularly healthy thing. But I think there are opportunities for new news organizations to just basically tell the truth and take a neutral stance. And I don't know who's going to decide to occupy that space, but honestly, somebody should.
Wow. And that's, you know, that's a good way to end this. Liz Peek has been our guest. We really appreciate you coming on. You've been on 20 years on Wall Street, primarily as a top-ranked research analyst, but now you're one of the first, you were one of the first women to become a partner in a Wall Street firm. And in recent years, you've been, you know, commentator for Fox, but also writing extensively for numerous publications, including the Fiscal Times. And of course, Fox News, the New York Sun, Wall Street Journal, Motley Fool, and Women on the Web. We really appreciate you being on today.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me. I hope you have a great day.
I hope you do, too. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back after these messages.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit, and that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The Cascade Theater is throwing a silver screen Christmas party, and you're invited. Friday, December 16th. Doors open at 6 with live music, dancing, a Christmas sweater contest, themed drinks, and a visit from Santa. Followed by the ultimate holiday film, Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life, starring Jimmy Stewart. The film starts at 7:30. Friday, December 16th. Tickets and information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather this morning, as sometimes that happens. And time is 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 5th of December. It was a great weekend, and today is going to be a great Monday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Let me tell you all the things that are going on down there. Not only does it have just the cleanest facility you're going to find and most professional people that you're going to work with, but it's got everything, including a saltwater pool that you can work out in and save wear and tear on your body. But it's got spinning classes, yoga classes, and, of course, the Bohem Spas there. That's why it's a club. It's not just your regular workout facility. All of this down at Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Give them a call, 768-1205. Go talk to Rich. Talk to the owner and then tell him that you heard it here, and that we said, go on down and talk to Rich. All right. Hey, we're here with Doug Tooley. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you doing, Carl?
BNT Satellite. And you brought some you brought reinforcements here. Let's get in close here.
All right. I brought the girls in.
You brought
morning.
The girls here. Just pull that there towards you, hon. The one with Rebel on her hat. Are you a rebel?
Sure.
Yeah. If you want me to be, I'll be a rebel. Okay. I like it.
No. She wears it backwards, and then it's a real rebel.
Oh.
But it messes up my bangs.
Messes up your bangs. Stop it, Dad. Come on. Everybody knows that. I didn't know that. Oh, no. Did you hear that? That is, how old are you, hon?
13.
That is a 13-year-old sound. I was just with my 14-year-old granddaughter, and if I heard that sound a few times. brother's over there trying to do something, and she just takes him down. She used to be able to get her down. You grab her hair and just pull her down. But now she's stronger now since she's a teenager, and she takes him on. Anyway, duh. Buy it here.
Oh, yeah.
Don't call that 800 number.
Don't call the 800 number, yeah.
BNT Satellite. Okay. Talk to us about your business. Veteran-owned business.
Veteran-owned business.
Locally owned, of course.
Locally owned. Been doing this since 1985, local.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we became a grown-up man in 1993 after I got out of the military and started doing Primestar and all that kind of stuff. And then in 99, we started BNT Satellite with another veteran, disabled veteran. He's moved on. He's in Oklahoma now doing this thing, but... Yep, so...
Oklahoma, the only place in America where every county voted for Trump.
Seriously,
it was... If you look at the state, it's all red.
That's awesome.
Totally... and how old are you, huh?
16.
16-year-old's got her fist up in the air. Yeah! You're raising them right here.
Yep.
So tell us about BNT Satellite.
So we're basically getting our... we're a great company, pretty small. We've tried to get big and small
and
advertise.
Do great work.
Thank you. Advertise a lot, trying to get people to, call us and say the 800 number, the big box bullies, right? So
there you go.
We were sitting back, and I was looking at our numbers, and our numbers were actually going down quite a bit because of the election. There's a lot of noise because of the election. And people, they're upset and all this. At least this is what I was feeling. So I looked at the numbers, and the numbers were down a little bit overall. But our numbers and the local satellite guys' numbers were down by half. So the 800 number's still getting their, majority of their jobs. It was a little slow for them.
Yeah.
But the local guys like NorCal Satellite, BNT Satellite, Woodfield Enterprises, even Chago down in Red Bluff, all of our numbers were down almost half. I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I'm thinking, and I had to go help my dad with some VA stuff. He has medical issues.
Yeah.
And I'm hanging out with all the old vets down there, and I'm like, man, we need to do something for the vets to, let folks know that we're veteran-owned, we're here for them, and we'll, do a little promotion for the vets as well. So I got together with my gal that helps me, Mrs. Baker, and she called you, and you guys came up with a great idea for us where we're going to do a little contest for active Army folks where if you sign up with us, we're going to adopt an active Army person. And right now DISH has a referral program that's pretty cool. So if you have if you're a veteran-owned person, active duty, and you have DISH, and one of the new customers calls in, I can give – people $100, both customers $100. So we can end up with 10 customers. Not only would we be blessed, but we would be able to bless an active duty or even an old retired guy that's having trouble paying his DISH bill $1,000. I mean,
an old retired guy, huh?
Well,
like,
I mean,
like me.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
I think you can still take me in a wrestling match, so I don't consider you old yet.
Hey, okay, but so the way it looks, Lynn, if you've already got a DISH customer who's a veteran or active duty, and he refers somebody, another veteran, to you, then each of you get $100.
Each of those people get $100. Yeah, and then you're going to help me find the veterans, and I obviously have hundreds of customers that are veterans already. So,
Bob, I have a good deal for you. Okay, we'll talk afterwards. Anyway.
So, and I think that's what we're going to do this all year round. So we traditionally, or I mean, originally thought we were going to just keep it for the holidays, but yeah. I think I want to do this all year. You know,
I think this is a good idea because it helps somebody, and it, you know, if you're going to, you know, if people are going to have, and I have Dish, by the way, and I think I started with you,
started with you a long time ago,
and we still have it, and even though Dish makes me crazy at times,
it does.
Because you know it.
For a variety of reasons.
But it's always, you know, but I've got, you know, but the service is good and, you know, I can call you and, you know, things happen, you know, you make things happen. But the fact is, if you're going to have a service, mm-hmm. why not have Dish? And why not have it from a local guy? Because everybody knows how I feel about buying local, staying local. I mean, I see people that are talking in a local store saying, well, hey, is this online? Because it's, you know, it's
right. Big,
and I'm thinking to myself, you idiot. I never go over and say that. Why don't you just buy it here? Because if you buy it online, nothing happens. This young lady who's done a real good job selling this to you, you know, and is being, you know, being hired by this company right here in town, it was maybe an outlet or whatever, but she's sold you this piece of clothing. Now you want to buy it online. The store gets nothing.
The store gets nothing, and right. then eventually those places are going away. So
yeah.
I was talking to another one of the radio guys, and he's like, "We really got to get behind these local businesses and keep them
the whole thing.
You know, keep them going."
And if we don't, you know, like Four Winds Jewelry here, one of our sponsors, been with us a long time, but it's, you know, it's people like them that they're you know, you can go to Zales in the I think or whatever those are in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, flashy and all that. But, you know, the places like Four Winds Jewelry has all the same stuff, probably better quality, and at prices that are, you know, that will meet or beat any of the box
right.
stores like you will.
We'll honor their promotion.
And here's the best thing is I can call Victoria or Hannah and say, hey, get your dad on the phone. I got a problem. And you two do that and say, what's going on here with this?
And that honestly is one of the mixed blessings that I had with this is with bringing the girls in. You know, we brought them in about, I don't know, about 6 or 7 years ago. They were real little.
Then real
soon after that, I realized, oh, my gosh, I got to do exactly what I say every time I say it because these kids are coming up behind me and I don't want to goof up their name. So
there you go.
We work our tail off for our community.
Are you two working out there? What do you do, hon? Yeah, I mean, do you go to school, obviously.
Yeah.
Where do you go to school at?
APL. It's a homeschooling program.
Okay. And what about you? Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you do to help your dad?
I go to work with him sometimes, and then if I can't help him there, I'm at the house making it look better.
Well, you're just a princess. What about you, Rebel?
I went to work with him yesterday.
Okay.
A little while.
Are you pulling wire? Do you hold the flashlight?
No.
They're both great gophers.
Gophers.
Yeah, really good gophers
hey.
For me.
Yes.
Got to learn somehow, huh?
Yeah.
We go and grab things from the truck for him.
That's cool. No, that's a very important job. There you go. Okay, so let's go back and back over this again. So BNT Satellite, if you're a veteran, And you give a name, or if you refer another veteran
right.
to you, and not only will the new veteran get $100, is that off the bill and all that, right?
Yeah, it's off the bill. Yeah.
And then the me as a veteran referring it will get $100 off. And I can do this as many times as I want.
You can do it up to 10. Well, you can do it, you know, 100 times. That would be great. But 10 times, it counts. Yeah. After that, we'll get to know each other real well, and I'm sure I'll have something on the back end for you.
Okay. So, well, that's it. I mean, so
I'd love to give you a $10.99 at the end of the year.
Yeah, there you go.
Get your own payroll card.
Yeah, be on the payroll there. Okay, so think about this, my friends. Here's locally owned, locally operated. Doug Tooley and his business here, BNT Satellite. If you give, refer another veteran, you're a veteran, refer another veteran, you'll get $100 off your bill, and he'll get $100 off, or he or she will get $100 off their bill. Okay. How do they get a hold of you?
241-DISH. So that's 241-3474. 241-3474. You can catch us on the internet at btsatellite.com, and we would love to have you come down to our new office right across the street from the mall. We're Five Ties. The old yogurt.
Yeah.
TCBY yogurt.
Yeah.
We're right in the front there.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. I know where that's at. All right. Well, thanks a lot. And thanks, ladies, for showing up today with your dad. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Trump.
And we'll push this one out here. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages with Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Empire.
And news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump's latest cabinet pick is former campaign rival Ben Carson, who Trump wants to serve as Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Back in March, Carson explained to the press how he went from exchanging political barbs with Trump during the campaign to supporting Trump's bid for the White House after Carson dropped out.
Some people said, but, well, you know, he said terrible things about you. How can you support him? Well, first of all, we buried the hatchet. That was political stuff.
Trump says in a statement that he is thrilled to nominate Carson, describing the retired neurosurgeon as having a brilliant mind. The death toll in the Oakland warehouse fire has now grown to 36, and authorities say they expect that number to rise when they resume work later today following a temporary work stoppage. Oakland Battalion Fire Chief Melinda Drayton told NBC's Today Show that they're going to have to use DNA technology to identify many of those victims.
A lot of these young members of our community had ID on them, but were not able to use that as the pure justification and assume that what we find is reality.
Nikki Keller, a resident of the Oakland warehouse who survived the blaze, says as soon as she heard the shouts of fire, her first thought was to rush to her own living area to save her cat.
I was hit with a giant black wall of smoke that immediately rendered me unable to breathe or to see, and then the power went out. I made it back down to my inside space, was able to grab a headlamp, gather up my cat, wrap her in my jacket, and race out of the building.
The work stoppage right now is due to a wall that's leaning inward, posing a safety hazard to those who've been searching the building, which erupted in fire Friday night. Looking to Wall Street, the major index is thriving in early trading. It's a Dow up 90 points, the S&P 500 up by 15. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
God on biracial marriage. God said, man said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said.com. Why chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. Word changing in 666. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Business economists still expect U.S. economic growth to pick up next year, but they see a slowdown when it comes to hiring. The numbers from correspondent Jeremy House.
The median estimate from economists surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics calls for the American economy to grow 2.2% in 2017. They see the risk of a recession as remote. 90% expect the current economic expansion to continue until at least 2018. The economists expect employers to add an average of 168,000 jobs a month in 2017, down from 180,000 a month so far this year.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. U.S. services companies expanded last month at their fastest pace in more than a year. The Institute for Supply Management says its services index reached 57.2 in November, up from 54.8 in October. 14 services industries reported growth last month. Only two say they grew smaller. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Syrian government forces have gained more ground amidst heavy fighting in the rebel-held enclave of eastern Aleppo. The BBC's Thomas Morgan reports rebels are vowing to fight to the end despite Russia's attempts to help the government strike a deal in which the rebels would withdraw from that enclave.
Rebels in eastern Aleppo have vowed to fight until the last drop of blood, a blunt refusal of Russia's offer to negotiate a withdrawal of fighters from the remnants of their enclave. Their agreement is needed if tomorrow's talks between Moscow and the United States are to achieve an end to the bloodshed.
That is the BBC's Thomas Morgan. The average price of gasoline holding steady for now, but analyst Toby Lundberg says it will be rising soon.
Refiners are paying more. They are certainly charging more for their wholesale product to jobbers and retailers.
And Lundberg says it's a market response to OPEC's decision last week to cut oil production in hopes of hiking prices around the world. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What's on your bucket list? Adventure? Travel? Crazy fun? Connecting with nature? Head to Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win your share of $25,000. Come and play our $25,000 end-of-year bucket list swipe to win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Plus, earn entries all month long for your chance to win cash. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of $25,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win cash on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing is Thursday, December 29th, where you can win $5,000.
Two winners.
Or $599.
21 winners.
Let us help you check off your bucket list. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Linda is under the weather today. I hope that she's going to be feeling better. As soon as I get off, I'll probably run over there and give her some, you know, coffee and, you know, orange
soup.
Juice and wonton soup. And what
else? Go to New China and get war wonton soup.
Is that it? Will that do it? Okay. What's it called?
War wonton soup.
War wonton soup. Okay. Hey, it's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 5th of December. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And it is 40 degrees out there, going up to 53 today with a low of 33 tonight. And what else do we have today, Bob? Bob is on the phone, so I'm just kind of following.
Well, I was playing secretary and letting him know what
and
time
you know what? Next time you do that, please, can you sit on my lap?
And you're hot. Yeah.
And you're hot.
Mostly sunny skies today. Overnight lows near the freezing point. We do have clouds moving in on Wednesday. Rain Wednesday night through Thursday, around a quarter of an inch, so that we will very likely see snow in the upper elevations. Right now in rain, we're at 40 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, where all their customers are warm friends, discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Give them a call at 365-3793 there. And we have Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
I saw your letter to the editor yesterday.
Yes, I did. And it came out, you know, right on the heels of the one that was in the paper on Sunday saying about how California couldn't make it as a state. So I thought it was quite appropriate that they put it in there today.
Well, we discussed what the uniforms would probably look like in the military of the state or the country of California. It was just hilarious to me. I heard some people were not as happy as I was when I was talking about it. You know,
and it's funny
they have
how
safeguards when people are shooting
are
at you.
Are saying that, you know, California, it would be a good thing for California, but Jefferson wouldn't be.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Yeah, well, you know what the difference is?
It's amazing to me, some of the letters, you know, that you read in the paper and online.
False news.
So, anyway, I just wanted to let your listeners know that everyone is invited tonight. We are going to kick off Christmas at the Reading Patriots meeting tonight, 6 o'clock. We're encouraging people to wear their best Christmas best, either their ugly sweaters or their pretty Christmas wear, and we're going to have a party. And we're going to do a lot of fun things. I have some surprises, and we're going to give a prize to the best dressed. And I've got some other things that we're going to be doing. So come on out if you want to have a good time and wear your Christmas best.
Okay, and what time is that tonight?
Tonight it's at 6 o'clock, 3276. Pacelli Lane.
Well, I tell you what, I could probably win that if I ever got into some of the sweaters.
You probably could, Carl.
Some of the sweaters I've had.
Come.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Sally. Take care.
Thank you, Carl. tomorrow.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Okay. It's the first Monday of each month. Oh, wait a minute. Did somebody just
call? I had to decline the call for somebody who wanted to call in to about Social Security. I think they may have had the wrong number.
No. Did they need Social Security?
I don't know. He's looking more and more like a candidate all the time.
And I hope it's there.
I'm here with, well, you know, let me finish my introductions here of Rhonda Alvey.
Oh. Oh my gosh, it sounds so weird.
It does.
And
I don't know.
The artist formerly known as Rhonda Ball.
Yeah.
And, of course, James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy
morning.
The Store. Good morning, everybody. Gosh, you're just all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Oh, thanks.
Did you get a chance to see Cascade Christmas
yet?
Oh,
I saw it on Saturday night. Well, it was so good.
Yeah, we went Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And did you like it? It was different.
It was way different.
It's way different, and I don't know if you've seen it.
I didn't get to go see it, yeah. Unfortunately, and I've been every year forever.
Is it over now?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh,
it ended on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, as working around the clock in the store, you know, we get to see all the matinees and all that stuff. So people come in, and I got a lot of feedback that it was different this year, for sure.
And it was.
And they didn't say it was bad. A lot of them said they cried, that it was a more – they. The description that I got was it was a more of a mature story.
It was, it was.
And you had to follow the storyline too, because we discussed it last night. And there's some people didn't. And let's just say it. There's some people who didn't like it because it wasn't your typical Cascade Christmas, you know, presents, Santa Claus, and all this in the first act.
Yes.
But that second act was everything you could possibly imagine that was great about Christmas, but the first act set it up about a person, a young man who had deaths in his family.
Uh-huh.
His parents were taken from him in a plane wreck, and that his, you know, he didn't celebrate Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and then how he was kind of brought into the Christmas spirit,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
how it changed.
Well,
right.
isn't a lot of our movies, their iconic movies, are based off of kind of that.
It's a Wonderful Life. Look at that.
I
the
mean,
whole thing,
story
the whole first
of,
part of it was just
dark.
Tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
The what?
And just the Hallmark
Christmas
Hallmark
movies.
Channel Christmas
Oh, yeah.
Time.
What about, you know, what's the one, a Christmas Story?
Oh.
You're
going to
put your eye out.
You're
going to put your eye out.
Right. But almost all the movies on Hallmark are that, you know. It's, there's a tragedy or a divorce
sad
and there's, you know.
And it ends up
But this one they had, but I understand where, you know, some people say, well, you know, the kids –
couldn't comprehend.
They could not follow it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what was this? And then they called, you know, and then the Grinch, they had the Grinch and his name was Finch. You know, so they did that. And it was cute. And the music was really good.
The music was
And the choreography was.
I heard that.
And
then
it rolled into that second act, which was everything put together that you could possibly want for a Christmas show if you were a little like,
But you have to remember, this is theater.
This is theater.
And it also...
And they,
from
were
what I
they were reaching.
And they also, you know, from what I understand, these are all original. And
it's an original story. It was
totally original.
Yeah.
And they changed lyrics to songs.
Yeah.
And you had to listen to things like that. But I tell you what, they did Jingle Girls.
Oh, my God.
It was
all the Jingle Ladies.
All the Jingle, Jingle Ladies.
That was hilarious.
Oh, it was great.
That
and,
was,
and,
yeah.
But the, for me, the overall production was just great.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I brought my granddaughter, and I've brought her every year since she was born. And so this was her eighth Cascade Christmas.
What'd she think? Because she's eight.
She loved it. Her favorite was All the Jingle Ladies. Loved it. And she recognized all the songs, you know, because they changed the words to a lot of modern songs.
And I heard that this year's songs were a lot more current.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, but they still had
some
ones in there,
and you know, I get it. And
they still did the nativity scene,
right?
In a little bit different way. But it was still the nativity scene of Christ and why we're here, and you know, that story behind Christmas.
It's one of those things where you know, like you don't either mess with people's, you know, like they have this thing and they go every year and it's what they expect, or you have to look at it as theater and say, okay, you know, things change and evolve. Their original stories, you know, so. I'm for change and fun. You know, like, I like tradition, but I like every once in a while.
And they kept some of the tradition.
Oh, they did?
They still had the dancing
Santas?
Yeah, and though the dancing Santas was good, too.
Dancing Santas were great, but they also had a little parade where they had penguins and the bears and all this. And so, to me, it was a good blend of they wanted to reach and to tell mm-hmm. a story.
Yep.
And then, like I said, the second half was everything that you could right. possibly imagine Cascade Christmas is.
Yes. And you'd be surprised what kids can sense and know.
Yeah. And so it was
so
very
if they
enjoyable.
Don't know it yeah. mentally, they might feel it emotionally.
So Jana and everybody else that had anything to do with
great
that,
job.
You all did a
Kim.
Great
Kim was the director.
And Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, Kim.
Yeah. Yeah.
You all did a great, great job. And I can't wait till next year to see what that's going
Tarzan's
to be.
Tarzan's coming up.
And oh,
that's going to be cool.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
we're going to be, yeah, Tarzan. Well, also Rock of Ages.
Rock
yeah.
of Ages,
I
uh-huh.
tell you, I was, you know, Linda says, you watch that movie all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not true. What I do is I go from song to song. And
right.
I fast forward through it.
Right.
And she says, well, you know, do you want to be in it? And I went, no.
Oh, I thought you were going to say yes. It looked like it.
Well, I was thinking about it, and I thought, well, you know, I'm not, you know, I said I would get a tattoo on my belly if it was that, but I probably don't get that part. So,
what I love.
I know.
One of the things I love that I've noticed more and more is uh-huh. the talented actors and singers
oh
that
gosh.
Are in this area. And, you know, Shasta College always puts on a great production.
Yeah.
Riverfront's productions are getting better and better and better.
Axiom.
Yep. They do. Yep. And even the schools, the high schools do.
Schools are coming in
fantastic.
Here. Ready. I mean, yeah.
Yep. Yep. And Cascade right. always does a top quality show. Always.
Yep. Always. Yep. Always does. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break. I'm here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. They can get any type of jewelry there, whether it's a necklace or a watch or a brooch, anything. You know what? I'm far beyond, you know, anything, being able to describe everything they have in there. Really a lot of good estate jewelry, too. If you don't see it, you ask for it because they got this big safe. It's got all types of stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
All of this at Four Winds Jewelry and the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower. Has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry. 25 years, bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call. 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here, Monday, December the 5th. I hope you're as perky as I am.
After you 12, are perky.
12 cups of coffee and an IV of saline solution, I am here. I am here. But I'm here with James Masada and, of course, Rhonda Alby, the artist formerly known as Rhonda Ball. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Monday, Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been repairing windshields for years. It's how about decades? Mm-hmm. And Jeff Wurst, who is down there, a veteran, has turned this company into a one-stop shop. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix it. He guarantees his work, and it doesn't get any better than that. So give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Make an appointment there because he's always got something he's doing. Okay.
Morning.
Rhonda and James. Good morning, my
friends. Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. So
December
we
issue.
We discussed
Enjoy.
The Cascade Theater. Let's talk about let's talk about the Enjoy.
So our December issue,
it's beautiful.
2016, just came out. I was just getting a coffee and I noticed that the rack already is almost completely empty at my
there's
house.
None here.
I know.
There's
none here. I'll give you some. I have some in the car.
I know people bring it in, so it's already gone.
Yeah. But, so it's a good issue. We pick it up and celebrate the holidays. There's a lot of great stories in here. There's some little bit of a gift guide, so on and so forth. One thing I want to plug, though, for ourselves and some shameless self-promotion is that come January, we have partnered with a gentleman in town that also we work with on their wedding guide. Paul David, and with Enjoy and Paul and Dignity Health this January 7th, we are launching Reading Health Expo at the Civic Auditorium. We're excited about this because this is going to be one of the first big health expos here in town.
Yeah.
And we're going to be pulling together a lot of really great businesses that people can come and check out and learn about healthy living and exercise and just a broad
eating well.
Broad
and our
spectrum.
Magazine that month will be health-related everything. Yeah. Well, almost all the stories are health-related.
So our January issue is going to be committed to, health-based articles. And so, businesses that are out there that may be listening that are in that kind of work, may it be across the board for health purposes, may want to try to take advantage of that January issue to promote their business somehow. So we're really excited about it. We've got a lot of work under our belt, Yvonne and I, because the Enjoy store is going to have a space there where we're going to have a lot of our vendors that are going to be talking about certain products that we carry in the store that are health related. And
that's cool.
Yeah,
it's a good way to start the year off.
It is.
We're getting ready to launch some new things too in January, so you'll get a new ad from us.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like you
start anew.
You start anew, and
we bring on the new stuff.
We're starting our ninth year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ninth.
That's crazy.
Year. I know. It is crazy.
Congrats.
Man.
Congrats.
It is. We've been doing this for a long time.
I know.
You guys are.
I know.
Yep. And, we're looking at a website because we're teaming up with CloudWise Academy. And, we're pushing jobs out there for veterans, but also the idea that we are also pushing tech out. And, for our community, because we need to get those people trained.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a show last night, and I saw a segment on 60 Minutes with a guy that he has totally transformed this one area in Mississippi.
Mm.
And I looked at it and thought, you know, that could happen here if we had a guy like that.
Well, and there's already strong roots and a hold here in our community with, you know, venture hubs. And,
yeah.
you know, I know that I have some friends that are my age, kind of in that older category, that have taken advantage of that and are being trained in new ways of business.
We had people
right
in that
now.
Class from, I mean, they were ranging from age 16 to, well, me. But, I mean, if you don't count me, I mean, they were still in their early 60s and 50s and, you know, 30s because they're looking on how to get into the web business. Mm-hmm. And they've already, you know, they're hiring interns out of there right away, and they're starting to work on projects. And, I mean, these guys got projects now in out of New York. I mean – all these things. So, I mean,
that's the nice thing about technology is that you can be anywhere.
You're right here.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, the fiber optic cable downtown, I would love to see that. I know you would too.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So there's a great story in here on gifts that give back. I won't go into it real deep because, unfortunately, it was yesterday. It was talking about the Methodist Church and all the people that get together to create products and stuff with causes.
Uh-huh.
But I like to speak to that only because it's something that we obviously do at the Enjoy Store, and it's something that we're actually working on right now. We're a brand of Enjoy products that we're going to be working with the community to, every time you buy a product in the store that's an Enjoy branded product that's made. Obviously, these are world-class products that we're partnering with local producers to put under our brand. Proceeds will go back to the community. So that's going to be cool. And then the page that we were hovering on.
By the way,
you
can buy Linda's
CD
down there.
That's right.
Yeah, we've actually sold quite a few of them.
Well, we better get them now because we're trying to be going into another pressing of it.
Are
Otherwise,
you?
It's you're out of luck.
Yeah. So. And then we have on page 21, it's called Snow Business, Alternative Winter Activities. I mean, obviously, we live, you know, when nature blesses us, a winter wonderland all around us. And most people think when you go for winter, there are the basic questions as, hey, do you ski? Do you snowboard? You know, that kind of thing. And this is an article on a company that started up that is basically designed to take you outside of the traditional snow ski and snowboard lanes and go out country packing and skiing and just a variety of things.
So, quality adventure trips.
Yeah, guided, and their seminars. And so they basically can train you and then take you on a tour outside of those traditional norms that you would normally be stuck on as if you went to the ski park. So this is a great article to read if you have the opportunity and want to do some type of different winter sports and do adventures. And it seems like they also do multiple day backpacking trips throughout different parts of the mountain ranges. So 2 day, 3 day.
Cool.
Yeah. So very, very cool.
Just some different ideas of things to do in the snow as well. Because it does talk about Mount Shasta Ski Park.
And, yeah, well, I mean, that's a big part of it. I think is that where they work out of.
Yes. And, you know, skiing and, you know, just and snowshoeing and all kinds of fun things you can do in the snow.
I love the snow.
I love this one right here.
Which one? Oh, yes.
Super quick ways to get organized. Give me 30. It's on page 27.
Well, this is askanna.com is a website, and Anna Mosley is the owner of this site.
The curator, yeah.
And she it's quite popular.
Matt, and you know, everybody knows the Mosley family.
Yeah. So another one?
Yeah, this is Anna's married to Matt, who is
Cornerstone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who is the son of Marty.
We know Anna.
And
Anna very well. Yeah.
I think, is Anna the one that also was in The Wizard?
No.
Is that?
That's Becky.
That's Becky. I'm sorry.
Let me say this about
their talented
family. If you went to the state of the city,
In
fact, it was the state of the Mosleys. Because if you remember that when they were doing all the pictures and everything, there was Matt, there was Mimi and Marty and everybody else in the family, and so I mean it was kind of like, gosh, did they get? they should get residuals for this kind of stuff. I mean, if they're going to use everybody in the Mosley family, and probably their kids were pictures in there of kids too.
Right.
That was funny. So okay, so Anna, give me 30, and she can organize it.
So she is an organizing guru, and she again, as Rhonda was mentioning, has a blog that can receive or does receive over a million hits a month. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Something insane like that.
Crazy.
A million a month. We need to get her on a talk.
And and she is an organizer, and she basically helps you and gives you tips on how to organize your house, and talks about if your house is unorganized, your life is unorganized. And she said she knows that it's more, you know, it's overwhelming to take, you know, a whole life project like that, but it's just like basically how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time. She says take one place, and she suggests the kitchen, since that's quite often the heart of the home. And you just kind of start.
And the messiest.
Yeah. You just start one drawer at a time. And but, yeah, so it's a really cool article. And I suggest that, you know, she's talking about especially down holiday time. You know, you just get completely and totally overwhelmed by work, by having to think about all the people in your life that you're going to be giving for, the parties, the, you know. Just
the 30 decorating. the 30 minute idea is great because if you look at everything and you go, this is just not going to work.
It's overwhelming.
So I mean, I look at my office and you know, after I come back from hunting, everything is just the place is just camoed out from stuff. And then because it's convenient to the laundry,
you can't even see it.
You can't even see it. And then it's convenient also to the laundry room. Mm. So there's things, you know, come flying in there too. So I mean, I walked in there one day and walked literally around things to get to the desk, which was filled up with stuff that I couldn't use. And so that day, I went in and spent an hour. That's all, just an hour. Putting everything into bags and putting them up into the storage, you know, up you know, in the attic and up above, you know, other places I keep it. Took all the clothes that were still in there, and Linda and I had an ironing frenzied party where we sat there and watched football and ironed and chit-chatted.
You have dueling iron boards?
Oh, we have dueling ironing boards there. That's right.
That's sweet.
So, well, okay, maybe we don't go that far. But you're right. And then, but after it was done, I felt so much better.
It does.
She says in here her kitchen has to be clean. If her kitchen is dirty, her life is out of control.
Well, that's the way Linda is. She goes, Anyway, hey, look, we got to take a break.
Okay.
8:31 in the morning, and we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Story. We're just talking about Anna Mosley, who has just, you know, she's got a blog out there that has a million hits a month about getting organized.
It's amazing.
That'll tell you how messed up everybody is.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? It's cold. It's 33 tonight. It's 40 right now. It's going to go up to 53 today. Is your heater working correctly? Is it saving you money, or is it just going out of control? Do you have dirty air ducts? Do you have dirty filters? Call Alliance Heating and Air. There they are. They're there to fix it. Give them a call. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You're not going to find any better in town, voted best in the North State, and it's a veteran-owned business. Stay local, veteran-owned business, and they do outstanding work. That's who does the work on our house. We'll be right back with Enjoy.
Our finest gifts we bring from
holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsteck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Oh, Rhonda.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, help me, Rhonda. Rhonda Halvey and James Posada have enjoyed the store here. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned store that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, the best place in the world to get a haircut. You're not going to find a better place. It's man's last stronghold. If nothing else, if you just – you know what? If you've been around the family a lot, and especially if there's like 15 females in you, you may just want to go down to Cypress Square Barbershop and get your testosterone level back up. You know, sit there, read Car and Track, Outdoors, and out these, and watch on TV. You'll never see Dr. Phil or Oprah or any of those. No, you'll see hockey, you'll see baseball, you'll see mixed martial arts, and then you can get in there and you just grunt at each other. It's great. And it's
do they have a jackalope on the wall?
They do. They've got a jackalope on the wall and a dinosaur. They've got a Tyrannosaurus Rex eating a bass. So don't you try to figure that. If nothing else, just go in and look at that.
I did comment on Thursday when I had Clark and Clark and Gene King all in the room at the same time. It was three alpha females.
You had to go down and get your hair cut just to kind of get it back. Hey, they're right there on Cypress Square in the shopping center right there across from the subway. Hey, adopt a veteran. Make the holiday special for a veteran at the Redding Veterans Home. Head on down and go down, and they've got a tree, adopt a veteran tree in the front lobby. Go down and pick a star off, and then bring back the package. Please drop off a new unwrapped and securely tagged gift between December 15th and the 22nd for our veterans.
Unwrapped?
There. Wrapped.
Oh, wrapped. Okay.
These are new wrapped and securely tagged. So if you've got it for Master Sergeant so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And they've got, you know, it's not like they're wanting flat screen TVs or anything. The other thing is Shasta Community Services. And this is a great deal. This is, you can go in Mount Shasta Mall, you just take your stuff in there and they wrap it. And I mean, does it get any better than that? Because
is a donation?
My wrapping, yes. And my wrapping is challenged. I'm a challenged wrapper. The gift wrapping booth is open now, and it's going to go through December 24th, which is really good for guys because we're still shopping then. And they need volunteers to assist with wrapping gifts and spreading joy during the holiday season. But this is they provide services to the developmentally disabled adults in our community and the surrounding communities also. The gift wrapping booth at the Mount Shasta Mall has been their biggest fundraiser for their clients for years. So if you don't use it, I've used it.
Yeah,
I'm sure everybody has. And they're such nice people. And then you can go over and have a latte or something and come back and there's your packages. And guess what? You don't have to have bought them there. You could bring in packages, you know, bring in a bag of, of, of gifts that you can just have.
A wagon.
A wagon load. All right. Now, if you want to help, give Christy a call at 243-1651.
Let me throw in this real quick because we have been missing it. The Great Christmas Light Fight on ABC, a Reading entry.
Yes, oh, really? I heard that. Yes.
Is
it that house that's got everything on it?
You'll have to tune in and find out. And I have some inside info that I cannot divulge.
Do we want to watch it?
Do we want?
When is it coming
on? Do not
on?
Make me come
tonight,
over there.
Eight, yeah.
Don't make James and I beat you until you tell us.
Tonight, 8 p.m. on your ABC station.
Okay. Have All fun. Right. Moving right along.
Back to enjoy.
There was a question in here.
Yes.
About online.
Yes.
So
online, we had for a very small period of time online, and the challenge that we have, which is a great question, and thank you for going into the chat room.
The question is,
do we have...
Waiting for Enjoy the Store online store to open. Yes. Any timeline.
Yes. Something we're constantly working on. The challenge that we have is many of our vendors, the products that we sell in the store are a labor of love. It's not something that they mass produce, and it's something that they do as hobbies or that kind of a thing. So the challenge that we have is when we sell online, the volume quite often exceeds what the person can produce.
Well,
and so
that.
It ends up being a real challenge for us because we're selling it in the store on the floor and we're selling it online. And so sometimes during the night or in the earlier mornings when the rest of the country's up, they can buy something. And by the time we get in and then open the store, if we're not accurately watching what's happening,
you're 100 behind.
Yeah.
Or even worse, 1,000 behind.
Yeah. So one of the things that we're trying to or attempting to do is build an online store again, but do it with products in the beginning, with products that we know are more of a business for people. Hence, which is a great segue into our next article, Finding Fresh, which we'll talk about. But
yeah.
We do have vendors that this is their job. I mean, that's what they do is make the product that they make, and that's their livelihood. So that's kind of what our hope is that we can develop a web store that starts there and then figure out best ways to manage those products that are more like, very individual or one of a kind that we can promote. So
right.
We'd love to have it. I think it's really a smart thing for us just because, our whole philosophy is to expose these artists to the world and show that, our part of the world, Northern California, produces world-class products that can compete anywhere. So it's something that we're working towards. So, yeah,
okay.
Thanks for the question. So that leads me into Finding Fresh on page I can't ever see my glasses.
31.
31.
31.
Mandarins and More from Moore's Farms, which is an entire brand of products that we carry at the store. This is a lovely, lovely husband and wife that started this family farm as a retirement program. Both of them, I believe, worked, from what I understand,
yes.
Hopefully I'm correct, worked for University of Davis?
One worked for the Department of Water Resources. And the other one...
Chico State.
And so they wanted to retire, and they found some land, and it was just a barren land except for a lot of poison oak, and they have transformed this land, 200 acres I believe it is, into Satsuma orange trees. And we carry a line of products called Morse Farms, which is like a jalapeno mandarin barbecue sauce. There's syrups. There's meat rubs that are all mandarin based. And these people are absolutely lovely. They call us every single month for orders. They hand deliver their product to our store. It's an amazing husband and wife team. They work very, very hard. It's funny that they say, this was their retirement, and yet they, work. And
they're probably working harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you work for yourself.
And right now is harvest time. We're in the throes of harvesting the mandarins right now. So
they got 400 trees of the mandarin trees and 250 other trees of other things, plus raspberries and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff they're saying, it just goes off the shelves.
Yeah.
Yep.
They sell everything.
100% of their mandarins every harvest are gone and committed because they ship them in oranges or in bags. They have a local stand right at their property that people can come, and they come all holidays to
and they
pick
a little bit later too, he says, because of the sweetness. Mm-hmm. So obviously they look like really a nice couple.
They are really nice.
So you've got jellies, jams, rubs, barbecue sauce, everything you can imagine.
Yep. Yeah.
Isn't it great?
And they sell like,
crazy.
Yeah.
It is something. I mean, you see these things.
So this would make a perfect product that we would be online.
Oh, because, yeah.
Because mostly they supply us. I mean, they could run out, but at least it's, you know, we majority of the year we can stay in stock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And you can go out to their farm.
Yeah. I mean, it's got information and, here on how to reach them and find them.
So who does your picking? Our kids.
Yeah. They're adult kids. Hey, come and pick.
Hey. There's a lot of money in this thing, but the only way you guys are ever going to see it is if you're out picking. You know? Thanks, Mom.
And they have a lot of friends that help. I mean, if you talk to them, they'll talk about how, you know, so many people within their lives bless them by coming out and helping. And
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot
Isn't
of
that cool?
A lot of fun. And speaking of the store, once again, too, if you go to the back of the magazine, just another shameless plug because we're in the throes of it, happy holiday gift crating. Obviously, you and Linda are big supporters of that and know that, and we appreciate that. But if you're interested in either providing a gift to somebody locally, or if you're wanting something to be shipped, we have our shipping crate that we can handle everything. If it ships, it fits.
You know, we do this, and we got to take a break here. But the reason we do it is, one, it's just quality stuff that you carry.
Yeah,
everything you carry is quality. And then we'll pick out these things from Northern California,
mm-hmm.
and we'll just give it to you and go, okay. And then, we send a card, mm-hmm. or something like that. And then you put a copy of Enjoy the Magazine in there. And then you ship it out, and it gets there, and it's just great. I mean, you know, my sister sends us a ham. She sends it every year. I like to go down and pick out stuff
mm-hmm.
that it's different, you know, like jams, and just like this one now, the mandarin.
Yeah.
We're going to come in there and do that, the mandarin marmalade. And you've got set boxes you can do.
Well, yeah. I mean, the one that we have that's displayed here, a lot of people come in and go, do you have this? Where is this? And this is just a sample to show you what it looks like or can look like. You can customize any crate you want on your own.
Yeah.
What we're showing you are just a variety of products and do not have to – one of them have to be in there. You can do all
– And we customize ours.
Yeah,
and you all get them. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, during the busy season, it's fun to watch your guys just going crazy back there. Their hair's on fire. Somebody's spraying them with a fire extinguisher. They're back there going, ah! Anyway, okay, we've got to take a break.
It's crazy.
Rhonda's desk is our wrapping station.
Yeah.
At this point, everybody's desk is a wrapping station. They've rented space back here in our offices. Hey, this portion of the show, if you're looking for another great place, local place to shop, Dandelion Boutique.
Oh, yeah.
1322 Pine Street. Gents, ladies, go in there. They've got so many things in there. Brighton bags. Now, this is one of Linda's favorite presents, plus Brighton jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Me jeans. They've got everything from head to toe.
Do they have Miss Me now? Or have they had it for a long time?
They've had it for a long time. And they also have, they've got home decor. They've got it, anything you could possibly want. And great presents for your family. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call, 247-1292. We'll be right back with Rhonda Alvey and James Posada from Enjoy.
In the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club.
Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club Saltwater Pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's the first Monday in December. What can I say?
It's happening.
It's happening. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. Whether it's a short time in home care or long extended times, you want to go to Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. All of our people are handpicked, trained, bonded, insured, everything you can imagine. She matches the right helper with the family so that everybody is a success here. And like we say, it's an affordable solution that keeps your loved ones where they're happiest at home. Business of the year, businesswoman of the year. I can't say any more. I'd say enough about Home Helpers and Sharon Clark, except if I broke a leg and I couldn't get around and Linda was working and all that, I could give Sharon a call and say, send somebody over. And I can't say more than that. Home Helpers, 226-8350. All right. It's about 8 minutes before the 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. She used to be Rhonda Ball, but now she's Rhonda Alvey. So
it's
we keep
really
saying
hard.
It over and over and over again, getting it burned into our heads. Okay, Rhonda, what's the next one?
We're going to talk a little bit about the Humboldt Cider Company in Humboldt County, obviously.
Have you guys had cider? Like this kind of cider? I haven't had one yet.
I haven't had one there, no.
I have. Yeah.
No.
I've had cider, lots of cider before, yeah, but I haven't. I'm not sure about this one.
Yeah. No, I mean, not this specifically, but I mean, are they like, there's like the, you know, you see the red, what is it, ale, the commercial for app, what is it?
Hard cider?
No, yeah, something like that.
It's
yeah.
not hard cider.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, these are like cider. A, I don't know,
Whoa.
Maybe it's like a beer, or are they more like a?
No, it's more like a cider, like a winey kind
okay.
of, you know.
Okay, they're doing it. They're brewing.
I'm not a big drinker, so for me, it's kind of like it looks real. I mean, it looks really appetizing, but mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
Okay,
tell us.
It's like
you want to tell us
English cider.
Yeah.
Well, a hard cider is basically fermented apple
cider.
Right. Yeah.
And
it comes. It's an acquired taste in some cases.
Well, and that's what I'm reading in the article. That it's kind of an acquired taste. So that kind of scares me.
So the owner in 2012 opened a beer bar, but this is something that he always wanted to do. So a few years later, he started playing with the idea, and now they have their cider company. And it
sounds cool.
Yeah, and it is in Eureka, mm-hmm. and they have a tasting room. And I have not been there yet, uh-huh. but next time I go, I'm definitely going to stop by.
What I'm thinking or wondering or hoping is that I, you know, my kids love that sparkling cider that you serve kids at
Thanksgiving. Yeah, that looks like champagne. Yeah.
And it's sparkling apple cider. So is it that with an alcohol in it? I mean, like it's been fermented.
It's been fermented.
It's like the third level of fermentation here.
So if it's a sparkling apple cider with alcohol, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They begin fermenting with different single variants, such as Jonathan and Macintosh apples, and then started mixing all these different flavors together.
Kiwi and pineapple and, yeah. Ah. Yep. So there's different flavors, and it is kind of like a craft beer kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kind of feel.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I totally get it. Mm-hmm. I've never had it, so I'm kind
we'll
of
have
excited.
To go there.
Yeah,
because they've got a big tasting room there, and they've got 10 different types of ciders on tap. Mm-hmm. So,
and we have so many products from that marketplace in the store. It would make a great trip to go here because there's about 15 other places that we can go visit.
Yes.
We just make it. Yeah, it's a business trip over there. Mm-hmm. You spend a week, and you come back with 12 gallons of cider.
Yeah.
That's so, right. But they have the growlers of cider?
A growler of cider. Oh, Bob's over here going, yeah.
Hello.
Linda's here.
Merry Christmas, you too. We can't wait to get in the store.
Here's another
honey,
pack of
I
cigarettes.
Told everybody you were not feeling well today. And so would you
well,
you
know,
come
when
well,
we
know that you lie. That's okay.
No, well, I, yes. No, we have a,
cough,
we
cough.
Had a, no, quick, we had a dinner party. You know how we have your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, these friends have a very heavy professional schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the one night that we could get them in.
Oh,
and
that,
so
yeah.
We made paella because really there was one particular couple who bought the paella dinner and couldn't redeem it.
Oh.
And spend lots of money on it.
So that dinner,
you know, well,
that dinner last night cost
birds.
Him over $2,000.
So Carl, like it's at the end of when everybody leaves, he goes, I'm done. I'm going to bed. And, you know, when you pick up a paella top, I don't care what you say, that fish stuff goes down into the oven. And I was not going to get up this. I knew you guys would understand. I was not going to get up this morning and have the fish, the smell of fish
pungent
reeking
paella.
Around the house for Christmas.
Mm.
So anyway, love you guys. So
thanks.
Happy and so excited. I was listening to the show and all your
you're
new
like
things.
You're like all Christmased out with your Santa
and can't
hat.
Wait to go in with the mandarins.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like that?
Oh, we're going to put together cool. big.
And did you notice when she walked in, the smell of the room just was uplifted?
Really?
It was, yeah, it smells good. It was like a wave.
And the aura,
of,
too.
A wave of deliciousness.
Smell happy?
Yeah.
Get my chair so I can
okay.
do that.
Okay. Okay, so what else we have here in the last 4 minutes?
Yes, sir. Four
oh,
more
boy.
Minutes.
You know, here, can I? Let me give a plug to everybody because
yep.
you won't be on until next year.
Okay.
Is
oh,
if you're
right.
looking for the if you're looking for a great present that you know is priced very reasonably and that is of this of our people around here in our Northern California area, go to Enjoy. Also, think really hard about like we do. We send out boxes, and we will continue to send out boxes of all these great, great gifts you have. And it's a special gift because
mm-hmm.
you get a box out there that says Enjoy.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
on it, and it's a special gift.
You know what else it's really great for is when you have like grab bag Christmas parties or the white elephant
yeah.
kind of thing.
Just ornament
because,
parties.
Yeah, because they're just different.
Yeah.
And nobody else is going to have it. So, and they're usually pretty popular when I've brought gifts
yeah.
from the store.
Yeah, we have an ornament that everybody loves. It's a baby Jesus, and it's like he's like in a little nest, like a little manger thing, and it's got a star that's over his head. And it's all just, it's very rustic and
yeah.
You know,
cool.
But everybody,
we're going to come in today.
Everybody goes, oh, look at
yeah.
this.
Before those
Jesus
mandarins go, that's going to be something. Congratulations on how many years now? Going over 10.
10 yes. magazine, 6 store.
Right. Yeah. And you've been with us since the very beginning. December 14th, we celebrate 8 years on the air.
Oh, wow.
Starting or not.
That is it. I remember when you guys just started.
Yeah,
it
and Bob Belongi was, that's December
Bob
14th.
Bob was sitting right
so.
There. Well, there was more of Bob sitting there.
We'll have
there.
A little lunch or something
Bob
that day.
Great.
But you guys are amazing, and we can't stress enough to our listeners, shop local, stay local. I know they talked about, you know,
B&T Satellite
Friday
was in here
and Monday,
yeah.
and we kept saying, you know what, I don't care. You're never going to get a better deal than when you put the love and attention into something that's been made locally. It just is what you should do.
It is. And, you know, even if it's not us, it's anywhere that's local. And it's also my thing I want people to remember is, you know, for any other reason other than, you know, also think about products that are made here in America, you know. I mean, I know that a lot of the things that we buy and need and are the cherished gifts for the holidays are made other places, which is fine. But if you have the choice, you know, I would rather have less and spend a little bit more on a you know, quality American-made product and get one thing versus, you know, five things that, you know, are going to fall apart and break in a matter right. of 3 months.
Now, your ornament, is that somebody locally who's making, like, yeah. a line of the baby Jesus?
She does it every year. She does other things in our store, but this is one that's a signature of her, and she brings us, you know, we literally say, you know, bring us the baby Jesus, and she brings us a hoard of them, and they always go. People find them and love them, and they come back for more. And
it kind of reminds you of that movie.
Yeah.
It was baby Jesus. Run. All right, guys. All right.
Bye.
Joy.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
shopping.
So much.
Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, enjoy the store, enjoy the magazine, enjoy the empire. Hey, tomorrow morning, everybody.
News from SRN brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump has selected one of his former presidential rivals to join his cabinet.
Retired neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson is Trump's pick to be Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. In a written statement, the president-elect describes Carson as having a brilliant mind and that the two share an optimism about the future of the country. Carson was among the 16 Republican candidates who challenged Trump for the party nomination.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Lawyers for the Green Party have filed a lawsuit asking a federal judge to order a recount of Pennsylvania's presidential election results. The lawsuit argues that Pennsylvania's barriers to a recount violate voters' constitutional rights. Meanwhile, the recount's underway in Wisconsin and a hand recount just getting underway this hour in Michigan. Searchers expect to find more bodies today in the rubble of the